This is John Batchelor, commercial real estate at risk around the world, speaking with Chris Riegel, the CEO of Scala.com, who's traveled the very well-occupied continents since the pandemic. The work from home and other reasons not to go into center city have combined to leave commercial real estate at risk. I learned not only in the United States, not only with the trouble of San Francisco and other large coastal cities, but also with the cities in Europe. London is mentioned. Berlin is worried about its commercial real estate. Janet Yellen, the Secretary of the Treasury, says perhaps this matter will be manageable. That is an open question. Here's Chris Riegel commenting on the reporting, Bloomberg, Financial Times, Wall Street Journal, of commercial real estate, the biggest challenge to the American economy, perhaps since the financial crisis, of residential real estate. Chris Riegel.
John, there are stories all around the world now emerging, and the real question is, what is that reprice point? So all around the world, as people are working more from home, the value of office buildings is arguably on the decline because of lower rental revenue, fewer renewals of those leases. So the economics of the market are changing. With that change in economics, especially in the higher end cities, the Canary Wharf or Embarcadero in San Francisco or Midtown Manhattan, a lot of those buildings will have to reprice for the new economics. The question is really, in that repricing, what does that do to the banks and the lenders who back them at a prime price, maybe when they were last refinanced pre-pandemic and are now at a discounted price, that 30, 40, 50, 60, maybe even 70% revaluation and decline in the asset value is going to hammer banks.
More of this later.